This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. House overwhelmingly approves additional billions in aid for Ukraine in its fight against Russia. We get details from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
On Tuesday evening.
On this vote, the yeas are 368, the nays are 57. The bill is passed.
Every voting Democrat and nearly three out of four Republicans vote in favor of a $40 billion funding bill for Ukraine.
It's about democracy versus a dictatorship. Democracy must prevail.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, in her floor speech before the vote, noted that Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine is a global threat.
The brutality of Putin is not just what he's doing in Ukraine, but the impact that it is having on food for the world.
The new legislation would bring American support for the effort to nearly $54 billion. That's about $6 billion more than the U.S. spent on all of its foreign and military aid in 2019. Senate approval seems certain, with members of both parties calling for quick action. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Top U.S. intelligence officials said Tuesday that Russian President Vladimir Putin appears to be preparing for a long conflict, but said they do not believe he would authorize the use of nuclear weapons unless he perceived an existential threat to the Russian state. Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines told lawmakers that a victory in the Donbas region in eastern Ukraine by Russia, which calls the invasion a special military operation, might not end the war. In a defiant Victory Day speech Monday, Putin exhorted Russians to battle but was silent about plans for any escalation in Ukraine. That is despite Western warnings that he might use his Red Square address to order a mobilization. This is VOA News. Britain and its the European Union are now once again at loggerheads over Brexit. The UK government has ramped up threats to scrap parts of its trade treaty with the bloc, saying the rules are preventing the formation of a new government in Northern Ireland. The Foreign Secretary Liz Truss said the government would not shy away from taking action if it can't reach an agreement with the bloc. The EU warned that negotiating the legally binding agreement is not an option. Any move by Britain to unilaterally rewrite the rules would bring legal action from the bloc that could escalate into a trade war. Iran's intelligence ministry says it has detained two Europeans as a European Union envoy visits the country over its stalled nuclear negotiations with world powers. The ministry said in a statement that the two plan to turn routine demands by various social and professional groups into chaos, social disorder, and instability. It did not identify the nationality of those held. It comes as Enrique Mora visits on the nuclear deal talks. They have broken down apparently over an American designation of Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard as a terror group. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told media that China's zero-tolerance COVID-19 policy is not sustainable given what is now known of the virus, and a rare public comment by the UN agency on the government's handling of the pandemic. He said increased knowledge about the virus and better tools to combat it also suggest it was time for a change of strategy. Speaking after Tedros, WHO Emergencies Director Mike Ryan said the impact of a zero COVID policy on human rights also needs to be taken into consideration. Testing for COVID-19 has now plummeted globally, making it tougher for scientists to track the course of the pandemic and spot worrisome viral mutants as they emerge and spread. Experts say testing has dropped by 70 to 90% worldwide from the first to the second quarter of this year. Rates are particularly low in low-income countries. That's the opposite of what experts say should be happening, with new Omicron variants on the rise in places such as the U.S. and South Africa. In the U.S., a shift toward home testing has also obscured efforts to track the virus. Recapping our top story, the U.S. House has now overwhelmingly approved additional billions in dollars in aid for Ukraine and its fight against Russia. There's more at voanews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.